El Moolah, baby!
Oh, man. We are going in. It's Wes with my co-host, Kerry Lee, Monday, Friday, 4 till 7. And we have special guests up in this building. Out of the hip-hop blog, Rap Radar, my good friend Elliot. What's up, sir?
What's up, Tim Westwood? How are you, sir?
I'm chilling hard, baby. And we have Hip-Hop Chronicle out of the UK. So, Mitt, what up, fam?
Now, I'm good, brother.
Now, Rap Radar, tell us where Rap Radar fits in to, you know, the variety of hip-hop blogs that are out there, from the likes of Misinfo to the likes of World Star Hip Hop, you know, to all the other blogs which exist. Where is your lane? What does Rap Radar
represent? We try to cover as fast as anybody else, the national hip-hop scene, mm-hmm. the bigger artists we favor. Mm-hmm. It's more important what the Jay-Z's and the Eminem's and the mm-hmm. Kanye's are doing than the smaller guys. And just kind of being the authority. We're also real big on Twitter and coming first with the content, you know, and really taking it seriously and building the brand.
So your content is more, say, like a little deeper than some of the lighter blogs which deal with the gossip.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's sort of their lane. I mean, in hip hop, I give Misinfo her respect. She does it the right way, and she's a credible hip hop journalist. Mm. The other gossip sites kind of cover more black entertainment that's kind of wider than just hip hop. Mm. You know, we want to be the hip hop authority. That if you don't know what's going on in hip hop, you go to Rap Radar. You know, you can pretty much stay updated. And we also try to, you know, present the most important information and give a little bit of an opinion. You know, sometimes it gets a little testy. We don't have to always say everything is great. Mm. We're not connecting to it. You know what I mean? So when you're on the site, you can get a feel of what we're rocking with, what we're not. Like, it's up on the site because it's important, but it doesn't mean we like everything that's up there.
Exactly. It's not like you co-sign everything
yeah,
that's
everything's
on that site.
Yeah, it's not co-signed.
So some of the other sites, more black entertainment.
Yes.
Ones like, say... I mean, the out and out ones are like Bossip or
Concrete Loop and all
those
exactly. guys.
Young Black and Fabulous, you know, those tighter joints. And then if you get more pop, you go Media Takeout, TMZ and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're not trying to go in the lane. We want to beat everybody, but we're securing what our lane is. Our lane is kind of more hip hop blog, super blog. You know, World Star is big. That's a video based site. Complex is big. That does like more lifestyle, cool stuff. We're more just hardcore hip hop. I mean, that's my background from my years at XXL, from my building of Ego Trip and back in 92, 94, you know, my whole career.
Exactly. Now, you talk about XXL.
Yes, sir.
Great magazine when it came out.
It still comes out, Tim.
Yeah, great magazine in those early days, fam. Meant a lot in those early days. It was an important alternative when the sauce got moist.
Yeah, I tried to make them moist. I went at them real hard to try to moist them up.
Exactly.
It worked out in my favor.
They had some internal issues as well.
That's the laugh on BBC,
oh,
baby.
Man.
Oh, man. Can I get a bomb with that laugh?
Because they had internal as well. They had internal difficulties.
I thought, you know, not to be mean anymore, but I just thought I knew there was certain buttons I could push to make my opponent make mistakes. Because you also have to psychologically beat people. And I thought if I picked the certain things, they would make self-sabotaging moves, which worked in my favor. So.
And that was all post John Schechter up at
John
the
Schechter, yeah. Schechter, John Schechter, yeah. The irony of it is that John Schechter played a major role in me getting the XXL job in late 1999. I was there from 99 to 2008. But John Schechter recommended me to Harris Publications to take over XXL. So it kind of comes full circle. I always felt I was doing what they was meant to, what they built. Mm. I was doing what it would have become if they were still in charge.
Exactly. Yeah. And John Schechter was a very good friend of mine. Because when we first started out, when we were up at the other station, we used to have the Source update with Jay, which was Jay the Sultan, which was AKA John Schechter, the guy who founded the Source, man.
Yeah, he rapped too, Summit. Don't get excited. The Sultan rapped also.
But that's something he doesn't often talk about.
He hates to admit it, though. They got the 12-inch with the Harvard jerseys and all that.
Exactly. We're going in. We've got Elliot from Rap Radar, Soviet from Hip Hop Chronicles, Hollywood Boy West with 88111. Hit us on Twitter. Man, we are going in with the Hot 66. We are counting down these joints. Let's get it started.
London. We are counting down the hottest songs in the city.
It's the Hot 6 at 6. Woo! This countdown is controlled by the people. Joints you need in your life. Westwood, what's poppin'? So it's finna go down like this.
Now, we are joined with Rap Radar, Elliot, counting down the Hot 66 and Hip Hop Chronicles up this piece. Now, Elliot, Rap Radar.
Yes, sir.
What is
OG OT with Tim Westwood?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I'm excited.
Old school kids.
OT with Tim Westwood. I had to
was
say
that, was that not an incredible shine for me?
Incredible.
An incredible
early on.
Shine.
A classic rap record. Banned from TV.
Incredible.
You wasn't on some ham and egg record. You was on a classic rap record.
A real hip-hop record, which was ringing off. And I was in New York a lot because at those times I used to do a monthly show with Flex at Hot 97.
I remember.
And the Tunnel was rocking on a Sunday night.
I was scared to go to the Tunnel.
The legendary hip-hop night. And this OT with Tim Westwood, everyone in the Tunnel, where that was like an anthem, a classic anthem out there, thought I was some big out-of-state drug dealer. That's what they thought. They thought I was some big, balling, out-of-state Scarface dude. OT, because like, yo, who's OT? Yo, who's this OT? Nori is rapping about OT.
OT with Tim Westwood.
Yo, man.
And thought you might be distributing something called OT.
Exactly.
What that is.
And then, like, I used to hang out with Flex. I was on the radio with Flex. Oh, this big-time drug dealer's on the radio. OT with Tim Westwood. And then they met this skinny white guy in the Tunnel. It was like major. Yo, I missed a major shine in that video. I should have been in
the
video.
What happened?
Didn't take the call.
Oh, what happened,
missed
Tim?
The call, man. Missed the call.
All right, man. God love to live with regrets. It's
man. But
it's all right.
OT, baby, now.
OT with Tim Westwood. I'm sorry. I get excited. I always wanted to say that.
Me too. What is the biggest story on the site at the moment?
I don't mean Rihanna's kind of heavy out here in the news right now.
Oh no, if you're on your side,
drama.
On your side, okay.
Oh, my side,
yes.
Pusha T video,
Pusha T,
Exodus.
Absolutely. Exodus.
That little back and forth with Lil Wayne that's heating up in New York City.
And how do you think that is going to pan out?
I think it's going to die down. I think it's a great look for Pusha that Wayne acknowledged him.
Yes.
Years of having this kind of unspoken tension, and then you know for Wayne to go at him directly. I think it's up to now that Pusha finally got the notice. What's he really going to do with it? Like what's the plan? Like, is he ready to roll out, like, with the right commercial record next? And is Kanye really behind the project? Because you look at someone like Big Sean, that guy was kind of languishing on the bench. But then once the Chris Brown record took off, the guy was up and running. So
exactly.
I hope Pusha's project can get that kind of boost. I mean,
a lot of, you know, when you've got, like, an artist running your situation, you often need heat for them to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to almost be competitive and hit their radar and compete. And when they're in a club, your record's after their record, and they're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, and then they want to be on your record.
Then they make Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay.
Exactly. They want to be on your record.
Yeah. You got to earn your own keep. But, you know, that's hip-hop. You know how it is, Tim. It's a competitive game, baby.
Exactly. Now, we're going to put you up on some UK. This is number 6 in the Hot 66. Would you introduce it? And let's get this cracking. Number 6.
Stylo G, right?
Yeah,
featuring Chip. Dash Out. Let's do it.
Yo.
Now, Chip is a UK artist by the name of Chipmunk.
Okay.
Rolling with T.I.'s label.
Oh, I heard of him. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So interesting to see what happens there, baby.
Cool.
Now, what is your type of hip-hop? What is your lane, baby?
I love it all, man. I love Chief Keef. I love Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I love Jay-Z. I think Hov's the GOAT, but, you know, I listen to everything, man.
A GOAT or a camel?
Hey, the GOAT, baby. Come on, Tim.
Oh, the GOAT as in...
The greatest of all time, man.
Oh, seriously, not the little beardy thing. And,
easy, Tim, easy.
Oh, my.
OT with Tim Westwood.
You feel Jay's the greatest of all time?
Yeah, I think he is. Who you think? Who you got, Tim?
I thought the original GOAT was LL.
He was.
But I'm only going by album titles. Not
me and LL have the same birthday. I love LL.
So you think Jay is number one? Who's number two?
Biggie or Pac, I guess.
Okay.
They could arm wrestle.
Okay. Equal number two. Okay. Number three?
Eminem and Nas's world, type thing.
Okay.
I mean, respect to the OGs, man, the greats, man. We experienced it more than most people. The Rakim, the Kane, the G-Rap. You know, Slick Rick, I mean, LL, I mean, you know, that you can't replace that era. I always said, like, 94 was dope for us because we felt like we could never be 88, where 88 and 89 was, so we went so hard in the 90s because the 80s was so dope, you know what
exactly.
I mean? So that was the competitive fire, so I love everything.
A lot of golden eras, because, you know, it was defined, Kerry, this was before you was born, but 88 was considered the golden era.
Okay.
And then 94 was considered...
Yeah, we didn't know. I was in 94, so I was like, this is our golden era? We was always like, Illmatic doesn't have enough tracks on it. Like, we was all critical. We was like, we heard Halftime before, and it's a skit.
Okay.
There's 8 songs in here.
Okay.
It's a classic, though.
And where do you think we are 2012 with hip-hop?
I mean, I think it's still there. It's still the energy's there. I mean, obviously, the eras aren't matching to this exact level, but I think there's still a lot of great stuff. I hate when people have a negative attitude about it. I think there's a lot of good stuff to find out there. You know what I mean? I come with a positive attitude. As we get older, it's almost my job to be a better curator and to show people what I like, you know? You know, back home, I do a show that just sort of plays with the weekly records. And I sort of, you know, share that with the people of what I feel like is important the most, like I said.
Okay, 2012, what's your top three?
Albums?
I know, your top three artists in 2012.
The top three artists in 2012.
Who are doing it for you now?
I mean, well, Kanye came in and splashed the game with the Mercy and the Theraflu, so you kind of waited on him.
Let's not front
about
that.
You got to give him that. Yeah. Can't front on that. I mean, Drake's kind of carried over to this new year, obviously. Take Care came out last year.
Yeah, are you feeling Drizzy, though? You feeling Drizzy?
I like Drizzy, man. Okay. He's on the cover of my new magazine, Respect. I don't know if I can plug that, but thank you.
No, you can't, but go on. Go on, yes.
I'm sorry.
And who else are you feeling?
Who else am I feeling? That's a good question. Who you got, somebody?
What about the Dirty South? Are you on the Dirty South at all?
Yeah, I mean, I love everybody. Big Crit, I'm excited about his album finally coming out. Okay. Mississippi, Live from the Underground. That comes out, I think, next Tuesday.
Okay.
Well, in the U.S., I'm not sure about U.K. Who else coming out from the South? See, when you ask me direct ones, I draw a blank there.
Two Chainz.
Big Boy's in the studio.
2 Chainz.
Oh, 2 Chainz is the man. Come on, No Lie. That's my joint. That's the summer anthem.
Yes.
2 Chainz, it's back in America, Meek Mill and 2 Chainz.
Exactly.
Everybody loves them.
Exactly.
They can't do no wrong. You can't find a Meek Mill hater. You can't find a 2 Chainz hater.
Nah, and if you did, there's something wrong with them. Now, what do you feel that Drizzy tour? What a lineup on that Drizzy tour.
Yes, you pull out the heavyweights, man. You got to give it to him. He's ascending. You know, Meek's on there, French Montana, 2 Chainz, Waka Flocka's on there. It's crazy.
So let's count down these Hot 66. What is number 5?
We're going back to the YMCMB. This is Nicki Minaj with Chris Brown right by my side.
True. Man, 2 Chainz, kid. So we're here, Ellie.
2 Chainz.
Oh my days.
I had to get inside. True. Now, I'm on Tim Westwood. True.
Oh my days. Long time coming, Elliot. A long time coming.
I appreciate it, man. So, I've been in this since 1992, man. 20 years.
Wow. And that's an interesting thing now because, you know.
And I'm still hot now, Tim. Hey. I'm still hot, baby. That's all that counts, baby. Staying hot. Talk to him, Tim.
Exactly. I mean, I tried talking to them, but they still sacked me. I went up there.
We're getting a petition together, man. We're getting a petition together, man.
That's right. We're good.
You don't know the real reason I'm in town. We have some secret meetings where I'm speaking in your behalf and, you know, putting together a little council.
Yeah, a little council.
That's why Summit's here. His Rolodex is on fire right now.
Yeah, a little.
About to put some things together for you, Tim.
Oh, man, please. Yeah, I've been looking over movie scripts all weekend. Seriously.
There you go.
Men in Black. I was nearly was in that.
There you go. Mm. I can see that.
Now, we are going in. What is your take?
Rosé's hot too, Tim. I forgot my man. Rosé.
Co-signer.
Can I get a Rosé?
Co-signer. Now, what are your take on ones like World Star Hip Hop? Now, obviously, as a fellow,
I don't hate World Star Hip Hop everybody else does.
Yeah.
Well, they're the guilty pleasure. I mean, they have the. They'll do anything. They're reckless, you know?
And they are super hood.
And my man Q, who runs it, is from Queens, like me.
Yes.
So it's just a bunch of very ambitious Queens guys. And, you know, I respect what you can't knock his hustle, you know?
No.
I don't personally go on there every day.
But I respect the brand that he did.
A lot of people do. It's a guilty pleasure.
I go on there every night.
Yeah. I get that a lot. I think a lot of people go to World Star. They go to Rap Radar.
Yeah.
They go to Complex. They go to Flex's site. They go to Misinfo.
Oh, yes.
I think those are the handful of sites that I think people feel like they have to. And they get different point of view. So I'm not a video-based site. So I don't mind people going to World Star and Rap Radar. And those are like the essential sites to them.
Now, they have a lot of extra stuff going on. Like, you know, Fight Compilation of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They can take anything. Yeah.
Anything.
They snatch it off YouTube. And then, you know.
They have,
but also the hoods. If you want to see a good fight, you want to see a good slugfest.
I don't.
You want to see an incident at McDonald's of some sort.
Exactly. Those things unsettle me. Because I just feel, I'm going to be honest, because I just feel I could have been in that McDonald's and that could have been me getting pounded.
Well, that's why I don't watch it. I avoid the fool. This I call it like the foolish clip of the day. And that's the one that everybody passes to each other. You see, I try my best as much as I'm online all day to avoid watching that.
Yeah. And then they have the nature ones, like a lion eating.
Oh, I hate those.
Yes, me too, because they are so brutal as well.
I don't want to see bloodshed.
Yeah,
I don't want to see
that. Or
I just want some rap.
Yeah, yeah. I pay attention.
And a little re-reel. Rihanna.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in, you know, I'm in bed watching it at night, and then I'll definitely check
out. Oh, at night's not a good look. You can't watch at night. First thing in the morning, maybe, but not
At night, I'd be checking the World Star Models.
Oh, you know? Hey, Tim.
Exactly.
Hey. Honey. We don't have enough time here to talk about that, Tim. How long is your show?
Okay. Well, we came down in the Hot 66. Now, you're joined here by Hip Hop Chronicles. Now, you are UK's... You are UK-based blog.
Yeah.
How do you find it being in the UK? You know, you're gonna keep it up to date.
I feel it's good because I get to travel a lot.
That's Summit, ladies and gentlemen. Summit, ladies. Sorry.
See, I got the cosign from Elliot, so I'm good. But no, it's good. It's competition. It's hip hop, so you got to always keep on top, no matter what. Mm. And I feel that I've done enough in the last 3 years that I've been running it to get the respect of people like Elliot Wilson, Miss Info, and people in this country to know when you want to go to somewhere credible, if you want a credible outlet, because that's hard these days, to get a credible outlet to report on hip-hop, then you got Hip Hop Chronicle.
Okay. Oh, there you have it, baby. what's your take on Too Much for TV?
I like it, man. I like your interaction with the rappers is always money.
Okay.
Money,
let's
baby.
Let's go into number three.
This
Elliot.
Yeah, let's do it. It's Meek Mill featuring Wale and Big Sean. It's a Lisa classic, right? Take You Home.
Oh, crazy.
Let's do it.
I'm going to be quite honest with you, Elliot. Ever since you said that was a cover version of Lisa and Cult Jam, you've destroyed that record right now.
Oh, no.
Destroyed that record for
me,
man.
I thought you was going to equate visions of Lisa and the World Star Hip Hop models.
No.
Lisa was quite handsome back in the day, man. Come on.
Handsome was, yes, she was a very handsome woman, just like I'm a very beautiful man. Oh, my days, fam.
She's quite bodacious.
I just remember ripping that part at clubs, man. I don't want to hear that again. Okay, now, what's your take on UK, baby?
I need to know who's hot, man. Chipmunk, tell me who I should rock with.
Jay Spades is hot.
Okay, Jay
Spades.
Crazy
hot. Really riding with Jay Spades. Joe Black, crazy hot.
Okay.
These are like hard hood.
Hard hood.
Yeah, yes, hard sir. Hood.
No, there's a hood in London, I know. I heard how you get down out here. Enough exactly. Respect.
Where do you see hip hop at right now, then?
Like I said, I think it's all over. I think it's, you know, from the Chief Keefs to the Pushers to, you know, a lot of different voices. Like I said, I think Meek Mill, 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see what they're going to be able to come up with all this hype, like the mixtapes. And, you know, seeing so many artists, like, build their brand through mixtapes now and then getting, they're still dealing with the major labels and then can they ascend to that level and really break national, you know? And it's such a challenge that we still have these big records, but can these artists grow to the point that people want to support them and buy their music and support them, not just rock with, like, Cash Out right here, Cashing Out, the instrumental here. You know, that's a huge record back in America, but, you know, when Cash Out puts out an album, are people going to want to support Cash Out? So I think that's still always the big, you know, hurdle that we have to pass. The artists have to, because so many artists are out there now, how do you establish yourself and make people feel connected to you that when it's time to put out that product, they have to support you and spend their money. And, you know, everything isn't free anymore to me. I want people to support the culture. Spend money. Go to iTunes. Buy something. Support something.
Do you feel... I mean, a lot of music is free nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot still could be purchased. And I think if it deserves your support, you should support it. You know?
Okay.
You should have copped Watch the Throne. You know, something like that. Mm. Why wouldn't you have copped it? It was so coppable.
It was. But I wouldn't even know where to go and buy a CD now.
No, iTunes. Go to iTunes. Just go to iTunes. Work it out.
Exactly. Okay. We're just putting you on your fish and chip game.
Yeah, I got to get my fish and chip game right.
Yeah,
here,
we
man.
Are going to recommend a rock and soul place.
Okay, cool. I don't know what that is. I'm scared now. Yes, something help me.
Yes,
I got you.
Yes. Very scared.
Elliot, so go down the dark path and make a left. Keep
exactly,
going.
Exactly. And get your rock soul place. Right. Okay. We can have the joints. I love
oh,
this
I get
record.
What he's saying now. Oh, man. Easy, Tim. Easy.
Number two on the Hot 66.
Oh, I get to do this one too? All right.
Oh, unless you'd like to share it. is it Summit or Summit?
Summit.
Summit.
I tell the ladies, my name is Summit because I could take you to the top of the world, but it's pronounced Woo. Summit.
Man.
World Star Hip Hop. You could take a World Star Hip Hop honey to the top.
Okay.
Yo, Elliot, who says I haven't? I have.
Let me call you Somit. What is number two?
It's Birdman featuring Rick Ross, Born Stunner.
I love this record.
London. We are countdown. Countdown. The hottest songs in the city. It's the Hot 6 at 6. This countdown is controlled by the people. Joints you need in your life. Westwood, what's poppin'? So it's finna go down like this here.
Man, hanging out with Rap Radar, my good friend, baby, Elliot, up in the building.
Tim Westwood.
What is number one, baby?
Oh, man, you know, it's funny. I remember this guy told me that his mixtape, Dream Chasers 2, besides New York and Philly, London was one of the biggest markets that downloaded his mixtape.
For real.
And it's ironic.
He had 2 million in a day.
Yeah, and he said London was like his second or third biggest market. And that surprised him because I don't think he hasn't really touched out here yet.
No, it hasn't been.
But he's the number one song tonight, man. Meek Mill featuring Drake and Jeremiah. Amen.
Man, amen, as we take you to church. Club is my church, baby. Let's keep it hip-hop out here. Man, we've seen a lot in this game, baby.
Yes, sir.
It's been a beautiful, beautiful journey, man.
When did you start officially, Tim? 80?
No.
90?
No.
74?
No, a couple of years ago. Okay. What you got a problem?
Nah, man.
I'm sorry,
you're a new jack.
Exactly,
you
baby.
You might make it in this game.
Exactly.
You got potential, baby. You might
thanks,
make
baby.
It. You might
I
make
look it forward in. To that, man. Well, how long are you in the UK for?
Just a couple days. Okay. Then I'm gonna go see the Watch the Throne in Paris on
okay,
Friday.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, that'll be it.
I want to see, you know,
when they do
that song
encore.
Paris in Paris.
Oh, my days. Amazing, yeah. They perform it. I don't want to take anything away from the show, but they play it like 10 times at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was the record they had? Like 17, 18? I wonder if they're going to go do like 27 times in Paris.
Oh, man.
Might be crazy.
If they are, that is actually the time to leave. Seriously.
No, people think they're leaving.
My wife
right
will be with
end.
Me. Honey, get your coat. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When he comes on.
Bossa,
seriously.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the same
get
song.
Get out of the car, you're going,
yeah. No, you wonder if they're going to go again and do it all again.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make... I don't know. I'd be interested to know what you think, but I don't think... I think Ye had a couple of weak choices of tracks, but I think Jay definitely got it wrong. Definitely.
Which one got what
with his track? With his track listings. I mean, the set list. I think.
Oh,
yeah, I think sure. Jay got it wrong with the track listing. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
And I think Ye dominated. Yeah, Ye is something a little different, mate. Because where Ye won is when on that 40-foot screen, the mm-hmm. close-up of his face, and he was just going in with that intensity. That was a different type of performance. I think Ye is very
He's
special.
He's a great performer. Remember Kanye said, I wish I could be in a crowd so I could see me perform.
Oh. I have the same attitude when I'm making love. Now,
mirrors, Tim. There are mirrors, though.
Yes, but I want to be able to comment. let's go
put in the suggestion
That's why
box.
There's tapes about.
There's tapes. Absolutely.
Tim, right. I don't want to see you on that World Star Hip Hop.
I think you should. I
it's supposed to be about Rap Radar, but I don't want to see you on World Star Hip Hop.
I want to read the comments. In fact, I want to be able to comment on myself. I want to comment on myself, and I will.
Can you drop a bomb to that?
Please.
Yo, so Flex stole the bombs for you? Like, what's the story with the bombs, man? You
I
got
know.
Battle for bombs? Can you give me a little brief history of it? I know you're interviewing me, but I'm just curious.
Okay. You know, we're all Big Dog Pitbull
family. Of course,
family.
Of course.
You know, Flex is like my mentor.
Yes, sir.
My absolute mentor on this game. Marley Marl was my mentor in those early days.
Of course.
But Flex is my absolute mentor. And yes, I stole the bomb from Flex. What used to happen at Hot 97, Flex used to leave. He used to just leave me in the building.
Yeah.
And I used to just... raid.
I'll take all the drops and everything. Yeah. Your laptop, your hard drive is still impeccable.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, baby. It is what it is, baby.
It's hip-hop.
Yeah, it's hip-hop. It's a contest. Yes, and I'm a thief. I'm just trying to see if I've got anything outrageous.
Oh, please, guess so?
No, I've got something. No.
Bombs. Bombs away.
Yeah, man, I stole him for Flex.
Oh, it's all good.
But
though.
It's all love, baby. He's
it's
not
all
like,
love.
He's not.
He's still cool with you.
Oh, hell cool. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my mentor, baby. My
there
mentor.
There you go. There you go.
Not that he phoned up to say sad news about getting the sack, Westwood, but.
I'll tell him to do that. We need to post on the Flex we trust. I'm going to tell him to get that ready for you.
Oh, could you?
I'm going to tell him to get that
could
right.
You?
Get that
yeah.
right.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay.
I care, Tim.
Yeah, we
no, care.
Care.
We
you
care.
Didn't even know I was on
we
during
really
the day.
We really care.
You missed it. You didn't know I was on during the day.
Because the Saturday does overshadow it, I will say that.
Yeah, I'm a weekender.
But you're still a master Saturday, man.
Yo, man.
Those are legendary shows, man.
Exactly. That's where I go with
it. So you got to keep that going. But this, all I said to you, Tim, there's a lot of money out there for you to make during the week now, baby. You got to get that passport ready. It's just in and out.
Yeah, I mean,
in and out flow.
And the thing with cab driving, you get tips. Now, seriously, that's the thing with cab driving during the week. You we're late and get tips.
Step on it, Tim.
Exactly.
I'm late for my appointment.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for hanging out with me, fam.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really good to link you.
Definitely an honor.
A great support of what you do.
Yes, sir.
Feel free to check whatever you want.
Yes, Westwood TV.
Oh, don't mention it.
Literally.
Shout you out, baby. Nice to meet you here, Mr. Hip Hop Chronicles, Mr. Sumit.
Sumit. Yes. Sumit.
Summit to the ladies.
Yes, summit to the ladies.
Oh, or sue me. To the lawyer.
BBC Radio. One Extra. One Extra.